What's up, everybody? Hello, this is Todd Saylor, Wired Differently author, founder, and entrepreneur. And you're listening to the Invest Steuben podcast, broadcasted from the Cowork Steuben Wired Differently Creation Studio. More people than ever are creating content to reach a broader audience. And on this show, we will talk economic development, all related to people who love and care for Steuben County in Northeast Indiana. Please welcome your host, Isaac Lee, the Executive Director for Steuben County Economic Development Corporation. Take it away, Isaac.
Thank you, Todd. Really excited today to have Miller Poultry as our guest today, doing a manufacturing interview, if you will, podcast. And I'm really excited about this podcast because I've got two wonderful individuals here with me today. Jalene Hinman, who I'll let her introduce herself here in a second. And then Kevin Deal, who I've got a chance to meet several times. And I was just joking a little bit earlier about the number of tours I've been able to do within this facility. But some of you probably already realize what Miller Poultry is and what they do. Obviously, if you drive by their facility or if you go to any of our local grocery stores and see the Miller Poultry packaging, you know what they do. But a lot of people don't understand what goes on inside those four walls. So I'm really excited today to talk a little bit with these two individuals about who they are and what Miller Poultry does. So Jalene.
Yes.
I knew I was going to get it.
That's okay.
All right. So please introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Jalene, and I have been with Miller Poultry for collectively 9 years. Prior to that, I was in the restaurant business and managed different restaurants for about 10 years. And Miller Poultry has always been literally in my backyard. We have about four homes that my parents have built throughout the years that surround the plant. And actually, some of the property that is behind the plant that we own was my grandfather's property. So I've been around it and started off as a supervisor there and then worked my way into HR very quickly. And I love what I do. It can be stressful, but I love
it. So like Kevin, you live there 24 hours a day, right?
Well, maybe not as much as Kevin.
Well, I always see him there. I think there's a bed or a cot there too that he sleeps on. But so obviously you've got plenty of history and plenty of tie-in. Is this something as a youth that you thought you were going to be in the poultry business?
Never did. Love the restaurant business, but after time, it's different. Love the restaurant business, but the hours, the weekends, it just was getting harder with my family. So I kind of fell into this just by chance, meeting one of the plant managers, and I wanted to stay in food service of some sort. So this fit for me, and
very cool.
The culture there, that's where I belong.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just Miller Poultry people, mm-hmm. and I classify myself
as one of those.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. So your official title is
Director of HR.
Okay. So you do everything, including janitorial work, right?
Absolutely. If I need to, I will
pitch in wherever you can, right?
I would.
All right. So before I jump over to Kevin, what would you say is the most rewarding aspect of working at Miller Poultry?
I would say definitely, I know this sounds cliche, but the people.
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave for a short stint. That's why I said collectively, for personal reasons with my family. And that was really tough, leaving some of those people. Like they were crying. And I had no idea mm-hmm. how much of an impact I really had when I was there. And then when I came back, it was so neat. Like my first week back, everybody was just hugging and they're just excited for me to be back. And the team that I have mm-hmm. is great. So
like you never left.
Yep. It was literally like the first day I came back, it was not new. It was just like I left.
Very good. Very good. So next up, we're going to talk with Kevin Deal, and I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell us a little bit more about himself.
Okay. I'm Kevin Deal. Been with Miller Poultry for almost 25 years. Had no idea that I would be in the poultry business when I went to work there, but very glad I did. It's very rewarding and has been a great career and great job, great place to work.
And what would you say is the most rewarding aspect? You said almost 25 years?
Almost 25 years.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you say is the most rewarding aspect?
Well, we just had our growers meeting this past Saturday where we got all of our growers together that grow our chickens for us. And we talked about this with them. And, you know, to be able to work for a company that produces a premium quality food product for consumers to enjoy all over the U.S., it's pretty special. I mean, we can live without having a new car or a new motorcycle or, you know, a new RV or boat, but everybody has to have food and water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to be able to produce that for people and a healthy product, an organic product, an antibiotic-free product, it's just a really cool thing.
It is. It is. And obviously, when we're talking about something that's so prevalent, people can see, they can touch, they can feel. It's not outside of their fathom. We talk about, for instance, a new vehicle. One of our companies here produces the bumpers for some of the late model trucks. Not everybody can touch a truck, but right. Everybody can touch poultry, chicken. They see it, they eat it. And there is a difference. I think if you talk about the types of processes that you formerly had. Now, I believe they're all air chilled, right?
Correct. All of our product is air chilled.
You can taste the difference,
right?
Which is, if you ever have the experience of trying the difference between the two, I would highly recommend it.
I agree. Yes, it's a very good product.
Very good. So with some of these questions, I mean, we're going to bounce around and both of you can kind of jump in and back and forth. But what would you say, either one of you can answer this, and maybe this is a silly question to ask, but it is something that I generally try to ask with all of our manufacturers. What would people know you for outside of poultry? What would people understand if they were trying to take a look at the culture of Miller Poultry? Very hard question, right?
You know, Isaac, the things that I hear when I talk to people in the community about Miller Poultry is they know we're family owned. They know that Mr. Miller and the Miller family is very generous with donating and giving back to the communities that we're in. And those are the things that I hear the most. I hear that, you know, the donations that we do, the giving back, treating employees right, treating them, you know, as number one, because without our employees, we can't do any of the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we feel that we pay a very competitive wage for all the different levels in the process. And those are the things that I hear in the community.
Very good. So, Jelaine, what's the staff number up to now for Miller Poultry, which is our largest employer in Steuben County?
So company-wide, we have about 1,162 that I checked today.
Way to be exact, right down to the last head.
I had to, because we're being very generous and giving employees whole birds for Thanksgiving, as well as some other gifts.
This time of year, right?
No, we couldn't. Unfortunately, we couldn't secure those for them, but
we
are going to furnish with our product.
That's all right. That's not a problem. So you said 1,162. Now you said company-wide, and I know there's a difference when you talk about the families that Kevin was talking about, the farmers, the growers, actually staff members inside that do the processing. So do you want to break down that down for us?
Sure. So just in Orland, just in Steuben County, we have around 1,050. So our live side, which supplies our product to the plant, they just have over 100. So predominantly, everybody works at the plant in Orland.
Yeah.
That's management, staff, everything.
And this growers event that you guys had, I saw some Facebook pictures and the food looked amazing. And the pie slices, they look like half a pie. So you want to talk a little bit about that? Is that pretty custom? Do you have any leftovers?
I'm sure they did, but the chicken was really good.
I bet. Naturally.
It was. I mean, I don't know what they put on it, but it was really good. But I didn't get to have any of the pie because it was almost gone. So I left that for everybody else. Not that I needed it anyway.
So jumping to another topic, because if we talk about food too much longer, I'm going to get hungry. Jumping to another product or part of the business, if you will. Tell us a little bit about the breakdown, because you guys are really unique in terms of diversity with inside your four walls. Tell us a little bit about that diversity and some of the struggles from the HR, maybe not struggles, but challenges that you've had to accommodate dealing with that diversity.
Sure. So we have almost probably 16 different languages or dialects that are spoken at the plant. Probably 80% is of very different ethnic backgrounds, and predominantly the Latino population and Burmese that come from Fort Wayne. The nice thing is everybody gets along. You would think you might have some issues with that, but we don't. And it's really neat. I think having a diverse workforce, everybody just, they get along better. It's you learn about each other and they're respectful of each other. So it works well for us. And honestly, my two recruiters, they are amazing. I have one that speaks Burmese and then one that speaks Spanish, and they do recruiting for the entire plan. And we are actually overstaffed, which I know most places can't say that, but like Kevin said, because of our wages, we mm-hmm. treat people right. We have a lot of people that refer their friends and family. And right now we actually have people scheduled through February for orientations. They're waiting to get in. And it's crazy to think that they would do that. Or they said, okay, we'll go work somewhere else until you call me. Mm-hmm. So they want to come there, and that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking, we've talked through the number of years that I've been here since 2016, and unemployment has gone, you know, really low, what we thought was the bottom of the barrel, up to almost 21% during the height of COVID, and then back down under 4%. And I think we're like 1.5, 1.7 right now. And there's different challenges that come up when you have that low of unemployment. It wasn't too long ago that we couldn't find enough people. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to know that companies, and I've not heard this only once by you, I've heard it by several others, that we feel like that hiring process has kind of let up a little bit. We're filling the roles, we're finding the right people, but that doesn't stop you from growing, right? Kevin, how about I talk to you a little bit about some of your company's plans? Obviously, you're not just talking about the processing of the meat. You're also talking about the food and other elements. And you've told me before the number of farmers that are also part of your process. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know, I think that's one of the things that people don't know about Miller Poultry. They don't understand or know that we're vertically integrated, which means we have our own breeding stock where we lay the eggs. And have farms that do that for us. We take those eggs every day from the farms and take them to our hatchery in Goshen, where we hatch them into chicks. And then from there, those chicks go out that same day to our broiler farms where they are raised and taken care of to get them to the age where we bring them to Orland. We have two feed mills. We have an organic feed mill and an antibiotic-free feed mill. So there's many different steps in the process, and most people don't understand all of the backside of that. We have around 180 farm families that grow our chickens for us, and we have around 15 that take care of the breeding side mm-hmm. of the business. So there's lots of different steps in the mix and so many good people that make it all happen all the way through.
So the reality is, and maybe this is a kind of a comment for both of you, that coming into Miller Poultry, you might think you'll do one job, but you'll be exposed to a whole process. You talk about the vertical integration, a whole process from egg to table, essentially, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, when employees come in, it's fun to watch employees grow because they come in to work. Maybe they start out in processing or as a supervisor, and they realize that, hey, there's a job at the hatchery or there's a job on the live side, and they actually move, and we allow people to transfer to those different areas and grow their careers.
Okay. That's the thing that I like about being able to relate that process to really anybody within the community, is understanding, again, the product that you make and how, why it's important, which obviously it's a good process. We need food, right? But then being able to relate it to somebody in terms of maybe they do have farming background or maybe they don't, maybe their family's more in the manufacturing space. Well, this is just food manufacturing, food processing. It's a similar thing, but obviously a lot more clean process. You have USDA officials on site that you're required to have. So it's a different process. You want to talk a little bit about that as well?
Sure. So our facility is a federally inspected plant by USDA, which means for our process, we have a minimum of 5 USDA staff on each shift that are at the processing plant. You know, those dollars come from our taxes. All of us collectively, pay for that in our taxes that we pay. Mm-hmm. And those folks are there to ensure that we're creating a wholesome product.
Very good. And again, I've been through these tours and you see these individuals, they're really nice people.
They're very nice people. Yeah.
I've seen these individuals on the lines and doing their inspections and they're almost so integrated. You might not be able to tell other than maybe their jacket and their hat that they're different from everybody else. And I think that's probably by design, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
really,
correct.
Really the community that you have, you're creating your own little mini community inside those four walls. You talked about the language dialects and things like that. But it is just like that. And it comes from the family owned aspect. I think that's a culture that's instilled within Miller Poultry. So Jelaine, I'm going to jump back to you for a second because I want you to talk about, you know, you said you have kind of a waiting list, but tell us that ideal type of employee that you're looking for Miller Poultry. And it really doesn't even have to be any specific position, but what are the characters and traits? If there's credentialing that you're requiring, or just kind of give us an idea a little bit about that.
For production level, if they just show up, that would be great. But no, I think that's one nice thing. And what works for us is employees that are out on the floor and doing the work that keeps us employed. They don't have to have a degree. They don't have to graduate from high school. They don't even have to speak English because mm-hmm. we have a lot of translators. So I think, especially for the Burmese population that arrive here, this is completely different for them, but they have family and friends that work there and they have translators and it's comfortable. It's easy for them to transition into that. Same thing with our Latino population. We have a lot of friends and family that work together, that work there. So I think, honestly, like that's what we're hearing the most is why people want to come there. And they know that there's room for growth. There's opportunities that maybe other places they wouldn't have that because of the language. I think that a lot of places like manufacturing, that is a requirement that they have to speak, read, write English. And we don't require that. We have several supervisors and leads actually that maybe they didn't speak English very well at all. And they've just learned as they've been there. So I think that makes us a desired place to work.
And with that, the credentialing that they come in, what is it that you're offering that's different from everybody else?
Well, I personally, I think our benefits are really good and we've just improved them even for the next year. We've made some really good changes and we did not raise the price. So I think that says a lot when, you know, they're like, oh, we're getting these great things. And we even discuss this, you know, well, do we raise the rates? Well, no, that's kind of, why would we do that? We're trying mm-hmm. to give them something better to draw people here, to keep them. So essentially, Mr. Miller has basically absorbed the cost of that for the employee.
And that kind of goes back to the family environment, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Making sure that the things that we're doing are we're looking holistically across mm-hmm. the company rather than just mm-hmm. individually at cost or some mm-hmm. of the other elements, but looking at everything. Yeah. So Kevin, I got another great, I think, question for you because you'll spit numbers at me about, you know, just production numbers and things like that. And I want the audience to hear a little bit about where you guys historically were, where you are now, and what's the future look like for Miller Poultry in terms of that production. You've shared with me before number of birds. I think it's either per minute or per hour, maybe even both indicators. But talk to the audience a little bit about that, how you guys track that, and then kind of where you're going for the future.
Sure. So currently we run 220 birds a minute on the processing lines. There's two lines all the way throughout the facility, running 110 each to equal that 220. To put that into perspective, for a week's worth of production, we're around 880,000 to 900,000 chickens a week that we process.
And where do those show up? Give us a list, if you will, of grocery stores that our consumers could see those at.
Sure. So some of the big ones, Whole Foods is our largest customer. Kroger, Meijer, Spartan Stores. We're basically, our footprint is from the Rocky Mountains to the west, to the East Coast, to the east. And then from the Canadian border to the north, all the way to Texas to the south. So we're in the eastern and center part of the 2/3 of the country.
And what makes your process a little bit different? Because I would say maybe 2 years ago when I walked through, we saw the water chilled process, and now it's completely air chilled. And I'll let you speak to the differences between the two.
Sure. I guess I'll back up a little bit further from that. Two of the major things that we do differently. One is we CO2 stun the birds instead of electrically stunning them before we process them. Conventional way in the U.S. is to electrically stun them. We feel the CO2 was much more humane, mm-hmm. and it's just a good process to start that step. And then you mentioned the air chill. We're 100% air chill now. So what that means is the chickens aren't dropped into a big water bath to chill them. They're put on a shackle and individually chilled in a cold room.
And that cold room's huge with layers. At any given time, how many chickens are flowing through the conveyor system inside that cold room?
So inside the air chill room, when the room is full, there's 15,400 birds in that room. And so you talk about there's three levels to that, and it's a chain, that a conveyor system. I just told the group this Saturday at the grower meeting, that chain is 1.8 miles long. If you were to stretch it out in a straight line, 1.8 miles.
Wow. So they stay in that chilled room for how long again?
They're in the air chill room for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. So you can imagine the speed of what they're going through. It looks fast when you're walking through the facility, but to know that they're in that space, that gives you a little bit of different perspective of, you know, the length of that chain and again, the time duration of how long they're in there. What could we expect in the near future or in the distant future for Miller Poultry? Obviously, we're blessed to have you within Steuben County. I can't say that enough. One of our largest, actually the largest employer within Steuben County, largest taxpaying employer in Steuben County. We're blessed. You're an investor in the EDC at a pretty significant level. You do so much for the community already. What should we expect from Miller Poultry in the future?
So demand in the chicken industry remains strong. It's the most versatile protein out there. I mean, you can cook chicken so many different ways. You can have it for all three meals if you want to. And it's also affordable. You know, beef prices are high, pork prices are high. So people just tend to eat a lot of chicken. So the industry is just going to grow. We're going to grow with it. Right now, currently, we're looking, our hatchery is maxed out. So we're looking for another site to build a hatchery. We're also kicking the tires on another processing facility. We're pretty well maxed out at the Orland facility just based off of building space and infrastructure and employees. So now we're looking at possibly a second plant.
And growing is good, right? I mean, obviously that's how you gain market share. That's how you gain profitability. And again, part of the process you talked about, the over 1,000 employees, maybe not all directly here in sight, but obviously that has a ripple effect in terms of discretionary spending, especially from a payroll standpoint and their wages and how they collect. Obviously, those that then live here, it has another multiplier added to it because they're purchasing homes here, they're spending their dollars here, buying cars here, and all those things. So again, having that expansion opportunity and may not be in Steuben County, we still benefit from it. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is when companies make investments, sometimes it's just that local community can't satisfy the whole need, but it doesn't mean anything less about the facility here.
That's right. We would love to stay in Steuben County, but I don't know if that makes sense from, you know, the infrastructure and people standpoint, but we definitely want to stay in Northeast Indiana.
Perfect. We'll have you here as much as possible and as frequent as possible, especially from the investment side. So guys, we've talked about a lot of things today, and I'm going to ask a last question to both of you. Anything that we didn't touch upon today in today's interview, when we're talking about obviously the growth, we're talking about the employees, potential future employees, what would you say kind of in closing to folks about Miller Poultry that we didn't touch upon? And Jelaine, I'll have you do first. That's like the hardest question.
I know. It's hard because when you're there and you're in it, you don't think about it. And we do have a lot of things to offer. So
you want me to go first?
Yeah, you probably have something.
All right, Kevin, you're up then.
Okay, I think I got this. So we talked about we're a family-owned company, people first. We have very good benefits, as Jelaine mentioned, a very competitive 401k plan. We have a transportation program for folks that don't have cars or need a ride. We're in multiple communities where we bring people to work and take them home. So if you need a job, you know, come see us. We'll get you there one way or another.
So. Very good. Very good. So everybody out there is looking for one should be coming right now. Jelaine, you're up. Did I give you enough time?
It did. And thank you for reminding me about the transportation. That was a big thing. So we currently have 8 to 9 vans going between Steuben County, LaGrange, Kendallville, Allen County. And that has proven to be pretty beneficial because that is a little bit of a struggle for people with buying a car or just trying to survive in general. So if it's something we can offer, then, you know, we look at all types of things to try to attract and retain.
Very good. So this last one's actually for you, because I figured you'd be the point of contact that everybody would want to be calling and talking to. So could you share with the audience, should they be listening to this podcast and want to get more information, who should they reach out to?
If it's for a job, we have our 2 recruiters, and you can actually apply online through our website at millerpoultry.com. And that is honestly the best way because they are on that constantly searching. We're on Indeed. People just want general information. We're pretty active on our social media sites as well. We have a marketing team that is navigating all of those all day, all night. So lots of information they can get there.
Very good. Well, thank you both for coming for today's podcast. I was super excited about this one. A little bit difficult in studio having one mic and working between the two, but you guys did an awesome job. The audience wouldn't know any difference, so we truly appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Jelaine, for coming in and being our part of our podcast, our Invest Podcast, Steuben. Should you want to hear more, please like and subscribe to Invest Steuben. We appreciate the attendance today of Miller Poultry, and we look forward to our next podcast.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for joining us during this discussion. We hope this episode was beneficial to you. As always, thanks for listening to Invest Steuben Podcast. If you enjoy our show, please like and subscribe. And be sure to come back to check out our next podcast or our prior episodes. Until then, this is Invest Steuben. This broadcast was created by Steuben County Economic Development Corporation. It was produced, recorded, researched, and edited in the Cowork Steuben Wired Differently Creation Studio.